You're watching Single Process with Joe and Bob, a video series where we bring you the experts to help you go from a we to a me. Our topic today is on why women should stay in the workforce or get back to work in some capacity.
Yeah, we actually have an author named Catherine Solomon who's written a book about this. And I consciously left the workforce because I ran the numbers and the cost of childcare was more than the salary I was going to earn. So I left.
But Catherine's going to tell you why it's worth doing it despite that.
That's great. So Catherine Solomon, Ambition Redefined. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Start with my mistake. What did I do wrong?
Well, what you did wrong is you did the math for the present time. You didn't do the math for the long term.
Yeah.
And if you actually add up what you're going to pay in childcare for the 5 preschool years, It is much less. But women really need to start thinking about all of life you never knows, because as you well know, it can be divorce, it can be a husband gets sick, it can be
death of a spouse.
Death of a spouse, and many of us are going to have to help up to 4 aging parents.
So a lot of our friends volunteer, like they make that their profession. They're a full-time mom and they volunteer. Code for that does not translate to going back to a desk job.
You can capitalize on your volunteering and talk about where you've used business skills. Mm-hmm. Because if you, like women tend to say, I chaired the book fair on their resume. Okay. Okay, that's good, but we need to break that down into business skills. So you organized 10 different committees and managed 50 volunteers, you managed a budget of $50,000, you increased revenues by X percent over the previous year. So don't use volunteering in place of working, okay?
Why is that?
Because every year out of the workforce, you forfeit up to 4 times your salary.
Wow. What?
That is...
Yeah. And so that's your salary, and that's all of the benefits, and that's how you could have saved and how you could have invested. So that all of that wrapped up is 4 times your salary every year out. Most women are out for an average of 12 years. And okay. So what I always tell women is that, yes, your volunteer experience counts.
Okay.
As long as you are describing it in business terms.
Okay.
So now you take that, how do you prepare that resume? Do you give people advice on how to really critically think about that?
Say right up front in your summary, it's on the top of your resume, returning professional who has continued to develop business skills, you know, such as blah, 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 in high-level volunteer work.
Okay, you know, it's the 12-year gap sounds awful, but a lot has changed in 12 years. When I wanted to go back to work, it was all those 9-to-5 desk jobs, and now there are so many options.
Oh, so many options.
Like, I mean, what? Okay.
First of all, women don't know that today there are flexible full-time jobs. Okay. So they're flexible in terms of hours, and they're flexible in terms of location. You can often work at home. Mm-hmm. All or part of the time. There are flexible part-time jobs. In the past, we all thought of part-time jobs as going to get a job at Ann Taylor. And now there are professional part-time jobs. And the wonderful thing is that if you work 30 hours in a part-time job and you work for a company that has 50 employers or more, then they're required to pay health benefits. Telecommuting, which is working at home all or part of the time. Now there are lots of jobs that are 100% work at home, and they're not crazy get-rich schemes.
So that's a great one if you're still
I always think of them as crazy get-rich schemes, totally.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Yeah, but not anymore. No, I mean, now there are, you know, people from the administrative levels all the way to the executive levels that are working at home as 100% telecommuters. Freelance, which is wonderful for women, because you could say, I want to just work, you know, once in a while to keep my hand in things. I mean, and even if you had a freelance job once a quarter, you're going to be like miles ahead of the woman who's out for 12 years.
You said that in our pre-interview. I think that's brilliant. Even if you're volunteering, consider picking up some freelance work just a couple of times a year keep building your resume.
Is it not a turnoff to employers if you lead with the I only want to work part-time or I want to telecommute? Shouldn't you like fake it till you make it and say I'm up for the full-time job and then scale back?
No. No, definitely not. I mean, if it's a deal breaker for you, you're going to be miserable, and there's no guarantee that you're going to get the flexibility you need once you're actually working there.
Talk about if I want to get back to work and I'm putting my resume together, where do I start looking for these career options that lend themselves to part-time, flex time, job sharing? You know, where's a good place to find what jobs are out there?
The reality is that flexibility goes up as company size goes down.
Okay.
I thought you were saying salary goes down.
No, definitely not. The smaller companies have, you know, they can be more nimble and be more human, and their management team is more visible.
I feel like in reading your book, that was very industry specific. Like, there were more freelance jobs in design and
marketing, accounting. Where do you find that information before you even start looking at what company to go to? Where do you find just the options that are out there?
Well, flexibility exists at 80% of companies.
Okay.
So that is in some form. And so that means that some companies have it in their company handbooks, and some people are just kind of flying by the seat of their pants. But it exists at 80% of companies. There is flexibility in every skill set. And basically what you have to do is you have to get out there and start talking to people. And what I call it is networking research.
I hate networking. I hate the whole you set up a lunch to get some connection, but you said that's not networking today anymore.
No, that's networking when we were young,
you
know, and that's awkward. Now, so much of this can be online, can be via email.
Just making connections.
Making connections and saying, hey, I'm interested. I have a marketing background. I'm interested in returning. I used to work before on a CPG account. I'm interested in returning. I need to know, you know, what the skill set is now, where I would have gaps, what the compensation would be. Can I set up a 15-minute call to ask you some questions?
Talk about companies that are relaunching. There are certain companies that are really promoting women with professional backgrounds getting back into the workforce. I think you mentioned the site iRelaunch.
Yes, iRelaunch is up in Boston. They are, kind of the industry leader in helping women return. They have a specific kind of return through internships.
So it's internships to
right.
start with.
Oh, okay. Right. So they're great, you know, to look into. I have on my website, KatherineSolomon.com, I have a FlexWork for Women Alliance, and it's all companies that they're boutique recruiting firms who are completely focused on helping women get flexible work.
That.
And so there are others, like there's another company in New York called Apprey.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one in Boston called Reach Higher.
This is all new in the last few years. I don't remember this being around.
Yeah. But there are a number that are really helping women get back in or just find flexible work.
The other thing I want to touch on is I've seen a lot of women go through divorce waiting until their alimony is almost, you know, up before they get back to work. And I think that that's a huge mistake too, because you don't want to wait until the last minute. As you said, you're foregoing all the retirement savings and other things and skill gathering.
Right. I mean, that's the argument for always keeping a hand in, because then you can ramp up when you need to, you know. And if you don't want to be working full time before your alimony runs out, but you're building toward that.
Yeah, the thing we took away from your book, both of us, and I'll make this last comment, is that if you haven't left the workforce, don't. Make it more flexible and make it work for you. And if you have, you got to get back in it, because your income situation is going to change in divorce. The alimony is going to run out at some point and you need retirement.
I found your book absolutely enlightening, totally fascinating. Everybody, divorced or not, should be reading this book.
Yeah, it's great. So for more information on Katherine Solomon's book and other topics, check us out at thesingleprocess.com.